America. It's time for Freedom Frenzy. This is the November 27th, 2011 version. And yes, we're live and in color. My name's Jerry DeMars, and I'm joined by my illustrious Facebooking partner, Jenny Hodges.
Good afternoon, Jenny. I'm not Facebooking anymore. I'm off Facebook.
So it was just a flash in the pan, huh?
Yeah, I think it was like a three-year flash in the pan.
No, I'm talking about the one that you were chiding me about. and getting Jerry. Back to Facebook to find out what was going on in my life.
I went on, activated my account for all of 8.76 minutes. Isn't that interesting? 0.76, there's only 60 seconds in a minute, but I decided to reference it in terms of the decimal point.
Is that metric?
Yeah. And so I got on to look at why in the world you resigned from the Ron Paul campaign as the campaign leader for West Georgia. And I discovered that it told me absolutely nothing.
Well, we'll get into that as time allows today. We do have a bunch of stuff to talk about. And some of it is election related, but it certainly is more important than the little foibles with the situation here in Georgia. And like I said, we'll get there, maybe explore that. But I got a feeling that there's other more important things that we could address today on the program. We want you to know it's just the three of us, you out there in the listening audience, whomever you are, and Jerry, that's me, of course, and Jenny, we're going to be working together on this radio show today. So when we get done with Hit and Run News, we're going to want you to give us a call at 1-800-313-9443 and weigh in. You could chide us for not being around for a little while. That would be understandable. And we hope that we haven't alienated you no end by continuing to run some of the previous programming. But, you know, sometimes things get out of hand, get out of control even. And you got to do what you got to do. And I think that's the instance here. We're not being lazy. We're just being preoccupied. I think that that's probably the best way to put that. Unless, Jenny, you've got a better solution.
Yeah, you know, life happens. And when you are cut down to 2 hours a week on a Sunday afternoon, I don't know, it's almost harder to make it happen than when you're doing the Monday through Friday show. It kind of just becomes a reality in your existence.
Yeah, it's hard to get that spark plug to fire every seventh day, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it really is. And, of course, you and I have had so much happening in our lives. Sometimes it's a little bit daunting, you know, especially when it's those major events that kind of redefine the new year.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It's not the new year, dear. As a matter of fact, we're about done with this one.
Well, you know, as looking forward, Jerry, to 2012, when... You know, I thought the butt was supposed to fall out of the bottom of the world earlier this month. Didn't the White House take over the airwaves and do their, you know, big pretend this is a terrorist attack moment, and there was supposed to be some false flag exercises, and I don't know, I heard that it was supposed to be bigger than it was, and here we all still are.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, you know, there's never a dull moment when you're talking about tyranny. And they're up to some more stuff that we'll be able to talk about today, too. As a matter of fact, the nefarious quality of government here in America is expanding no end. And I'll guarantee you that they've got more up their sleeve because we're actually beginning to see the end of the empire. So I think you'll want to stay tuned for that. And I got a good feeling about Hit and Run News today. We also have some other wacky stuff that's going on out there that would perhaps serve as a forecast for what we should be looking for around the corner, if indeed we make it to that corner at all. Hang loose. We're going to cut away to our very first break. And when we get back, it will be time for Hit and Run News. Don't go anywhere because this is going to be a goodie.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000...
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
All right, comrades, we're back. And it is the Hit and Run News segment of the program. And it's kind of an elastic segment of the program, and I think we might get a little bit stretchy today. You know, dear, we haven't heard too much at all about the events surrounding what happened at Fukushima a few months ago. But, you know, I caught this news story today where the Tokyo Energy and Power Company, or TEPCO, has stunned observers by arguing that the radioactive substances viewed from those damaged nuclear power plants actually belong now to the landowners where they have fallen, because the fallout settled there. The court in Japan apparently agreed in part because it ruled that Japanese taxpayers should pay for all the decontamination and not TEPCO. And as a little sidelight to that story, you should also be aware that radiation in California air is now measuring at 300% above normal due to that same nuclear fallout making its way here from Japan. Cool, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
Of course it is.
Oh, is it my turn? That was quick. I thought there'd be some follow-up pontification.
No.
You know, I've kind of been thinking about Chad and, our good friend Chad from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
He'd tune in periodically and who got...
railroaded?
Caged, for avoiding paying his taxes or whatever they...
Oh, weren't his taxes due?
What was that?
They weren't his taxes.
Right. Paying some sort of tab, my kids call him Jack Butts, came up with that Chad owed. And you know, Gary, the reality of the federal tax code and paying income tax is simply that it is a financial shakedown, that it is meant to intimidate the people into obedience and submission and the fact that they're slaves to the state. It has nothing to do with the cost of running government and nothing to do with the needs of government to operate in a lawful, peaceful manner. And it's just so disgusting as the empire is crumbling how powerless people are once they're caught in the cage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's because their peers are illiterate slobs in most instances, dear, and they have no idea what they're doing when they sentence one of their own to time in the cage, as you so aptly put it, by voting guilty when they're serving as dupes for the system.
But one thing that I'm enjoying, Jerry, is kind of watching, this is, I guess, an unusual hit and run bit for me, but kind of watching the different sections of society start coming together in awareness and kind of overlapping issues in terms of freedom and the government. I mean, take Natural News, for instance. If you get a naturalnews.com, there is story after story after story that is totally focused on liberty, taxation, war, and so on and so forth. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, but it's also invigorating in my mind. But you know, the empire isn't done. It's not going to just flip over one day, I don't think. I think it's going to be a long, arduous process, and we're going, some of us at least, are going to have to live through it until that day, and there will come a day when it will cease to exist. I honestly believe that.
Well, I think it's very encouraging, Jerry, and I think you're exactly right. For those of us who proceed cautiously and, you know, kind of pick our battles and so forth, we are going to survive to fight another day. The empire is going to crumble. However, it's happening very slowly.
Mm-hmm. Dang near slow motion. But there are signs like this. Like this bill that's been quietly introduced, this monstrosity of a bill is so expansive in scope and dangerous in nature that it makes the Patriot Act look like the Bill of Rights. I think it's going to serve as the cornerstone event for the American gulag. This bill, also known as the National Defense Authorization Act, doesn't that sound innocuous? But it's for fiscal year 2012, and its number in the Senate is S-1253. Curiously, it has received little or no media coverage, and I must admit that I wasn't aware of it until earlier today when I just happened to catch it reading in a news story online, getting ready for today's show.
Yeah, I haven't heard about it.
Well, early next week, probably tomorrow, the United States Senate will vote on that bill, which will allow the military, hear me, to pick up and imprison citizens anywhere in the world, including right here in America, without any charges, without any trial. This bill was drafted entirely in secret and passed in a closed-door committee with absolutely no public hearing. This bill is sponsored by both Republicans and Democrats, which should shatter any remaining thoughts that there is somehow or some way a difference between the two.
I'm surprised Paul hasn't been talking about it.
Well, he has. He's raised his concerns about this POS during the Republican debate, the most recent Republican debate. The power is so broad that even U.S. citizens could be swept up by the military, and the military could be used far from any battlefield. even within the United States itself. If these provisions are enacted, like I said, that vote may be tomorrow, it would give the federal government the explicit power to imprison civilians, including American citizens, indefinitely with no charges and no trial. This includes civilians arrested within the United States who would otherwise be outside of military control, while also transferring all of the related responsibilities for domestic law enforcement to the Department of Defense. This worldwide indefinite detention without charge or trial provision is in S-1867, the National Defense Authorization Act, which will be on the Senate floor on Monday. The bill was drafted in secret by comrades Senators Carl Levin, Democrat from Michigan, and Reichsfuhrer John McCain, that for some godforsaken reason, the people of Arizona keep sending back to Washington, D.C. In support of this harmful piece of legislation, Senator Lindsey Graham, another Republican from the state of South Carolina, purportedly liberty-oriented. I'm not sure what that means anymore when we're talking about the pubes that are serving in Washington, explained that the bill will basically say in law for the first time that the homeland is part of the battlefield. That's actually extracted from a quotation attributable to Mr. Graham. And people can be imprisoned without charge or trial. And again, that's an American citizen or no. And yet another supporter of this piece of legislation, Senator Kelly Ayotte, another Republican from the state of New Hampshire, also declared that the bill is needed because America is part of the battlefield. It should be clearly obvious to you that this is further evidence that the empire is in its death throes, and it is primarily you, the American people, they have turned their focus to, because they know in their heart of hearts that their end game must include divesting you of all your God-given rights, your property, and maybe even your humanity.
When are the evangelifish of America going to wake up? Because this seems as if it would wake up everybody, including the evangelifish of America.
Are you kidding me, dear? Are you kidding me? These people, you're talking about the very same people that watch Fox News. They're probably applauding this action, thinking somehow or another they're going to be safe.
Do you know who is terrifying?
Excuse me?
I would say probably in America, the individuals who are watching this sort of thing unfold and have the most intimate sense of terror in watching it are elderly people who came here from Europe after the devastation of the Nazi regime in World War II.
Oh, you think that they would recognize this as the roadmap to totalitarianism like they experienced in Europe? Is that what you're
saying? Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is unbelievable.
Yes, it is. But, you know, like I said, it's one of those signposts on the road toward tyranny and utter destruction of the empire ultimately. I do believe, because they're getting so top-heavy now that it's really kind of lyrically funny that they're able to continue what they're doing. Who knows for how long, but I got a feeling that when it does fall, it's going to be like a huge cymbal crash.
I don't know. I'm afraid it's just, I hope so, Jerry, but I'm concerned that it's just going to keep crumbling and picking apart and a lot of people are going to get caught in the claws as it goes down the abyss.
Oh, yeah, well, there's always
collateral damage, Jerry.
Yeah, collateral damage. We got to cut away to a break. We'll be right back. Got more of this to go. Don't miss it.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have it,
extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that Extendivite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendivite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendivite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendivite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Jerry, after your wonderfully enlightening information about this fantastic bill.
Yeah, and utterly fantastic.
Yeah, really, on so many levels, right?
It's a real piece of work.
Where our America is now the battleground, the U.S. military can incarcerate any U.S. citizen at will without charge or trial, as long as they desire, for whatever reason.
When you were listening to that, did it cross your mind that somehow or another, now don't get me wrong with what I'm fixing to say here, okay? Don't get me wrong, but I just want to throw this out there as what you call a mental chew toy. Owing to the fact that Barack Obama was the one that won the last presidential election, and that shunted the nefarious John McCain to the side, do you think America, by simply looking at that, would be better, is better off today? Because I can imagine what kind of stupid stuff the federal government would be doing had John McCain been put in charge of it.
I don't know. That's a hard thing to qualify because, first of all,
he's in favor of waterboarding. He was a co-sponsor, a co-author, rather, of this piece of crap legislation that we just talked about. Come on.
Well, Jerry, the thing is that the shadow government and the entities that are really pulling the strings are pulling them regardless of the figurehead in the White House. I don't think everything.
That may well be, dear, but I just think that America would be all the worse off had John McCain been elected.
Really?
Yes, I do.
That's interesting. Okay. I'll have to think about that mental tutorial. In the meantime, with all the stuff that's going on, I can't imagine us freedom-loving people are being quite so alienated and ostracized by our families as we sit over Thanksgiving dinner or the upcoming Christmas festivities. I would just imagine that we're coming increasingly in vogue.
I'm hoping.
Well, I'm not on that note.
When do we get to go down the runway here? Da, 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 da. No, go ahead.
Mark from Georgia. Hey, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hey, it's Ben Hayden. How you be? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Listen, I don't know. I guess maybe I ought to have a friendly chat with John Statmiller about what I'd like to see happen. And if I'm delusional, psychotic, whatever, I'd like to see the Tea Party and the Occupy Wall Street, both sides of the Hegelian dialectic. Because I don't know. Are we on the same page that... When I hear
I don't agree with you that they're the two sides of the Hegelian dialectic. I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay. Well,
because you can't quantify the Tea Party movement in that fashion. And the reason I say that to you is Ron Paul got a glowing recommendation in the state of Iowa from the Tea Party hierarchy there. But here in our own state of Georgia, for instance... He's being treated like a leper.
I hear you. So I hear what you're saying, because one of the things that I try to get across to these, let's back up and clarify, there are theocons that are part of the Hegelian dialectic. And so we don't want to broad brush people, because the thing I've been disturbed about is they've taken worst case scenarios, made them sound normative, as though, well, they're all a bunch of Marxists, they're dissenters. Like, yeah, some of them are. In other words, they're no more screwed up than you are, because you are applying the broad brush, and that's collectivism. And if you're saying, well, they're a bunch of socialists, yeah, that's collectivism too. And war is a form of collectivism where one nation as a collective goes to violent conflict with another nation as a collective. Mm-hmm. And, and I try to get across to people, if you think that the welfare state is an improvement, oh, yes, the bright, shiny, empty promises sound so alluring. And then you find out that Stalin, when he said that political promises are like pie crust, they're made to be broken, and it's not about the stated goal, but the unstated goal. Like I say, I'd like to see the Tea Party and the Occupy, not debates, because that has a connotation of bickering and quarreling, but a forum. Let's air some things out. Let's be clear that it's illegitimate for you to broad brush this all together, and there are some things that, you know, during the Revolutionary War, when they were charging up their muskets.
Let me back you up here. Hold on. I want you to nail something down for me on this. Because I'm actually thinking this might be kind of cool, Mark. Who should we get as the talking head for the Tea Party?
Honestly,
Tea Party is kind of defined in different localities radically different ways.
I readily concede that it's one of those things where, you know, they need to get a consensus of who's most learned and who's most articulate to express their concerns. And the Occupy Atlanta group are they hold to an egalitarian mindset, but they don't understand. In terms of social dynamics, some people are more oriented to be leaders. Most people are more oriented to be followers. Mm-hmm. And if you deny that, that's just the way God made us. And... as long as you're not gullible in terms of who you follow, you know, this idea that we're all leaders or nobody's a leader, and it's like, you know, I prefer to take the approach, you know, walk along.
Okay, hang on, Mark. We've got to cut away to a break. But I want you to put me some names out there when we come back that would represent either side of that paradigm. Hang loose, everybody. We'll be right back. We got other callers in the queue. That could be you too. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, Mark, let me throw this out here. The Tea Party movement in America is a very fractured entity. And the different sections of the Tea Party movements, they're radically different. Their agendas are different. Some of them are just total status, manipulated and controlled by local GOP entities. Then you have more radical entities that are serious about freedom. On the front of dailypaul.com, there's a Tea Party 11 money bomb on December 16th for Ron Paul. And I got to tell you, I think finding a fair, single representative of the Tea Party movement in America is downright impossible. And what I would really like to see is actually maybe two or three different entities who represent these different factions within the Tea Party movement coming to a debate and going at it with each other to better expose the fraud that is being cloaked in the idea of patriotism and freedom under the Tea Party banner. And let's see the sparks fly and see how America and those that identify with the Tea Party movement respond.
And conversely, we could do the very same thing with reported mouthpieces for the Occupy whatever street from around the country. I think that would be really, really cool. And maybe we could divine a winner of both factions and have them pitted against each other the following week. That's all like a program or three.
Mark, you want to weigh in here?
Well, you know, the thing is, who wins the discussion? And my proverb is, it is better to invite a discussion than challenge the state. Yes, because people are only defensive when they feel threatened. Now, to be combative, to be argumentative, to be quarrelsome, I think that's counterproductive. I think that what we need to do is, like, look, we're obliged to understand each other. We're not obliged to agree with each other. And when I hear people saying, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need, from the Occupy Atlanta group, I'm like, excuse me, sir, you don't understand. That's just as Hegelian as the idea that we need to kill them terrorists over there. So, you know, we can't rightly argue, is it arsenic or cyanide better as a nutritional supplement? Because they're both wrong. And we need to be clear. What we're talking about is everybody, in principle, agrees to step back, take a fresh look, and think, question, examine, like the Apostle Paul said, test everything, hold fast to that which is good. And I'm not asking people to do anything, and I ask, beg, plead to Joel, stop and think and question people. You know, when I addressed, I saw this lieutenant in the Army, and I thought, Lieutenant, come here. Yeah? When did you first find out about the $2.3 trillion of what turned out to be career military pension funds that were announced the day before 9/11? Like, excuse me? Yeah, I guess where the records were stored in the Pentagon. And they was like, wait a minute, excuse me, what? Like, they didn't even sound the air raid siren. And that I hope that I may have. I can't say anything that I maybe see years from now. I'll meet the guy and say, when you said that to me, I went through a paradigm shift. And we all need a paradigm shift. We need to get back, step back, question, reexamine, reappraise, and with the understanding that we're all wrong about something. So, you know, I think the most offensive thing that we can do is to take a snooty, self-righteous attitude saying, well, your error is worse than mine. Like, yeah, but we're both wrong. So, you know, let's take a humble attitude of, if I expect you to be open to correction, I need to be open to correction, correct?
I think it would be fun to have tea party entities duke it out. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And I'm guessing, Mark, that in your neck of the woods, as time marches forward, you're going to look progressively more sane to everyone who currently thinks you're a nut job.
Yeah, well, there's one of the deacons in our church who said, when I was first listening to you, I thought you were completely nuts, but I stopped and listened to what you were saying, and what you're saying is making a lot more sense about what's gone wrong with this country. Mm-hmm. We essentially have what the founders warned us against. And, you know, the point I was alluding to earlier, during the Revolutionary War, when they were ramming the balls down their muskets, they really didn't know what they wanted. All they knew is what we have right now is just completely unacceptable. And the debate of what form of government we would have after the final round had been fired would be dealt with later. And in the same way, we can't agree that our current system is unworkable, including the fact that, well, I think, you know, I want to put together what I call radical solutions, meaning let's get to the root of the problem, what not even Ron Paul is addressing. We, the people, don't owe this debt. It's like every Federal Reserve note is in effect. It's like holding stock in Bernie Madoff company. But the Ponzi scheme hasn't hit yet. How much do I owe because I own 10 million shares of Bernie Madoff? How much do I owe? And the answer is I don't owe anything. It's the people running the Ponzi scheme who owe, and they want us to believe, because of their manipulation and their deceit, that we owe this debt. It's like, no, you owe this debt, and you want to stick it on me because you've been carrying out systematic fraud, which is, you know, it's systematic. It's throughout the entire system. Neither party is clean, and that's why we need a radical paradigm shift with a commitment to, we're going to follow the evidence where it leads, and if it leads to treason, let's deal with the traitors appropriately. And if it deals with, gosh, I was wrong about this, that, the other. Let's be humble. My main concern is that we want to have it safe for people to admit that they're wrong and not figuratively rub their nose in it and make things worse.
Golly, Mark.
I would admit I was wrong.
Hey, Mark, at this point, that is the least of our problem. Everybody being courteous to everybody who's wrong, the butt is going to fall out of the bottom of the world regardless. There is no depressing truth, and cordiality in the face of stupidity is the least of our problems, I think.
I think Jenny's hit the nail on the head there, Mark, because ultimately we're talking about bloodshed being the final in-game result here, and I think that it really might be time to take the gloves off and start calling things what they are, you know, call a spade a spade. And we appreciate you calling today, Mark. We got people piling up behind you, though. We got to move on. Like I said, we appreciate you calling. Let's go to Arthur in Georgia as well. Good afternoon, Arthur.
Jerry, Jenny, how you guys doing?
Hey, well, you? Good. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm ready to pack my gear and head to the mountains and join my brother.
Man, North Georgia mountains, there's nothing more beautiful.
You got it, baby, don't you know? Let's talk a little bit about this bill that's supposed to come up for a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Section 1031. If you look at this, it says, as you pointed out, Jerry, that the military will be allowed to capture and indefinitely detain Americans right here on American soil, even though they ain't done nothing, and essentially picks up where the Patriot Act left off and completely eviscerates the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act.
Well, George Bush had already done that.
Well, the Patriot Act didn't quite go all the way with it. This here finishes the job.
No, it's the Military Commissions Act.
Oh, that one slipped by me. Okay, I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah.
But here's what I find very disturbing. You know, they're talking, here, the Department of Homeland Security, they say that indicators of domestic terrorism are things like buying gold, owning guns, using a watch. How many people, how many of you ladies and gentlemen walk down the street every day and look at your watch? How many of you use cash? How many of you have a landline telephone like I do or email? And you use that to, you need information, so you make a phone call or you get on the internet, you look for information. I mean, this is absolutely stupid. Donating to charity? Are you kidding me? You know, folks, I tell you what, we can go all the way back to the early 1990s, and I can give you a whole list of towns throughout this country where military and local police work together in joint training missions. Everything from Kingsville, Texas, San Antonio, Oakland, California, Hebron, Maryland, Swansboro, North Carolina, East St. Louis, North Little Rock. I mean, I could go on and on and on of where they've been doing this. Here's how I figure it. Many of us, you, me, John, and many others, John Stat Miller, and virtually everybody on RBN, been trying to wake people up forever, telling them there's a coming police state, get ready. Guess what, folks? This bill is getting ready to go on the floor this week for a final vote. This is the final nail in the coffin, in my opinion, and I'm here to tell you something. They passed this bill. As far as I'm concerned, all the rules are changing. They will have silently declared war permanently.
Mm-hmm.
On all freedom-loving people, and I'm here to put the warning out right now. I stand 5'8". I'm 150 pounds. You come out here, you better bring a body bag my size, because I ain't going nowhere.
Well, thank you for that. Arthur, how's Lee doing?
Well, I see him about once every 2 weeks or so. He comes down to see how I'm doing and check, because I got trampled by a horse a number of months back. And it crushed the bottom half of my face, and I had to have it rebuilt. So he came down and spent some time with me to make sure I got over that and, you know, help take care of me. And he comes down now about every couple of weeks, pick up supplies and check on, see how things are going, and listen to little RBN and run his mouth a little bit and see how many people he can kick off.
Oh. Well, very good, Arthur. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, tell Lee we asked after him, okay?
All righty. Well, what I do is I download all the archives, and then I take them up, and I let him listen to them.
Oh, okay. Well, make sure you get today's program. We'll get a big grin on his face when you do.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Got to move on, fella. Thank you for calling today. Let's go to George in Texas.
Hey, George.
How you doing? Great show.
Hey, thank you.
Yes. You know, I would go a step further. I looked at Arizona law. I looked at Texas law. I looked at a few laws on the books. And you know one thing? If you want to look at what's happening with S-1867, where the Senate actually declares war on the American people,
mm-hmm.
This is an atrocity of the 17th Amendment that was never ratified. You know, they maybe change from popular vote, and the governor gets to select a senator if, you know, a senator dies in office. But one thing that was not repealed, and that is state legislatures do have the authority to recall back U.S. senators. And personally, I would think, I would hope that the people out in Arizona would pressure their legislature to recall back John McCain back to
the
state.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice, but you know what? You're not going to get a whole lot of traction in any of the state legislatures, even ones like Alaska and Oklahoma, because they're on the federal dole. And they aren't going to do anything to jeopardize that federal money coming into the state. And that, too, is one of the symptoms of the fraudulent monetary system. It would be very, very difficult for the federal government to remain ensconced like the raven in Edgar Allan Poe's book on the skull of the country if it weren't for the fraudulent money system. If we actually had a value-based monetary system, and, you know, quite frankly, it doesn't necessarily have to be gold and silver. It could be yo-yos. As long as it's something that the federal government can't create out of thin air and put us all on the hook for the finance charge. Well, if we had that system, most of the things, what we're talking about today, this S-1867, there's no way under the sun that this kind of legislation would see the light of day.
This is what confused me, guys. And this is what I don't get. We talked a couple weeks ago about the reality of the FBI and the CIA now keeping the military under surveillance. And what's interesting to me is why this kind of legislation would be let out of the hopper, because what if the military structure goes off in their own direction in defense of American people and starts arresting congressmen, judges, and so on and so forth? And puts, I mean, this whole thing could be turned inside out and upside down, and the Matrix could take on a whole different glow.
Well, can I add one more thing? Russian is my second language I speak. I talked to somebody who was in the media. He's and he was a former military officer. And you want to know what's going on in intelligence circles in Russia? They see the United States government falling from within by citizen uprising. They look at the firearms sale. They're looking at the militia movement, and they see the police and the military don't really have a chance against an armed population. They learned that in Afghanistan, that you can't conquer an armed citizen.
But there is another factor in here that you also need to put out. When you talk about the armed citizenry, those people have to be determined. That's an element that we don't have in America just yet.
Well, we got like 150, 200 million gun owners. If 2%, if 1% to 10% stands up, it's over.
I know.
And, you know.
But they have to be determined.
But like I say, Russian Federation, they do have an intelligence apparatus that is second to none. And I got to say one thing. Russia, you know, with these wars going on, I kind of think that they're sort of like putting up a front, you know, showing their strength, saying, I'm telling Israel and the United States, if you want a war, we'll give you one. Because you know, you look at Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and all these people. I hate to say, well, I say the legislature of Arizona recalled John McCain, because I heard psychologically this man's not fit to hold off. And I don't.
Hey. I agree. But let's shift gears here for just a second, George. You said that you also speak Russian.
Yes.
With it being this close to the Thanksgiving holiday, could you give us something in Russian? Could you say to us, you've overcooked the turkey and the breast meat is very dry in Russian?
Well, I'm not that good at Russian. I don't know what the word turkey is. But all I can say is, Здравствуйте, you know, to the Russian listeners. But, you know, I'm not really that good at Russian. But, you know, I do speak.
We have a lot of Russian listeners.
I know. I mean, you know.
You know what? George, I took this Hebrew CD course on, you know, speaking Hebrew, and it was geared toward Americans. And I knew that it was created for Americans because the very first sentence you're taught is, Lo, ani lo mevina ivrit, which if you were a male, you would say it a little bit different. But it means, no, I do not understand Hebrew.
What do you say?
I think you Americans would never get past the first sentence.
Well, you know, the thing is, I was in Ukraine. And the only word in Russian I knew is, at the time, was Parusky, or Yapet. And you know, the thing is, it's more like, in some languages, you got masculine and feminine terms, like.
Same thing in French.
It's like what I would say when I call you, I would say, Ona Americanka. She's American, or on Americanist. I mean, he's American, you know what I mean?
Well, you heard the music, George. We got a dash. Thank you for calling today and being a part of today's show. Folks, we've got to cut away and sell some stuff. We'll be right back.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's First Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because First Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, First Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get First Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeez, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Our next caller, I had this one other news story that I really wanted to talk about today, and maybe it'll be something that we can talk about here in the second hour, because I think it's equally important and may actually offer to shed either a wet blanket or some sun purifying light on the situation here in America. Don't count me out as crazy just yet. Just have a listen. You may have read earlier today that the largest newspaper in New Hampshire, that being the
New Hampshire union leader, made a front page editorial slash endorsement for none other than Newt Gingrich. Although they were apparently gunning for the currently reported front runner there, that being Mitt Romney, their rationale is seemingly much more appropriate for yet another presidential candidate entirely. Their front page editorial included comments as the following, and this is an actual quote. "We are in critical need of the innovative, forward-looking strategy and positive leadership that," and they said Gingrich, "has shown he is capable of providing. We don't back candidates based on popularity polls or big shot backers. We look for conservatives of courage and conviction who are independent-minded, grounded in their core beliefs about this nation and its people, and best equipped for the job." The piece continued by stating, and I here again is another quote, "We don't have to agree with them on every issue. We would rather back someone with whom we may sometimes disagree than one who tells us what he thinks we want to hear." Now, I ask you, America, and if you're outside the continental United States, Hawaii and Alaska, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, is that Newt Gingrich that they've just described? I think not. And, you know, if you've been paying any sort of attention to the presidential debates and the attendant shuffling, constant shuffling of the new top-tier candidates, always, of course, excluding Ron Paul, by the media mafia, of which, apparently, the New Hampshire union leader may indeed be a part, you know that their latest darling is none other than Newt Gingrich, probably the most lizard-like candidate, even more so than the name itself might imply. Newt is absolutely the most dangerous one in the crowd of reprobates running against Ron Paul for the Republican nomination for president, and I'm deadly serious about that. I would tell you, in no uncertain terms, that we must derail him at all costs. If he actually is the current frontrunner, and recognizing that all of those others have lost their tin-plated luster, the fortunes of Ron Paul might indeed climb in his failure. To that end, I urge you to check out the materials available to you on YouTube. There's a series of videos there that are under the title, "The Real Newt Gingrich." While there are actually several different segments, as a matter of fact, you could spend a couple of hours there if you wanted to, by the time you stomach your way to the end of part three alone, you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt that America must keep this reptilian demagogue out of the White House. I'm not a proponent of the lesser of two evils ideology that gets promoted to the people, especially during the election process. But in this instance, and because of the clear and present danger, I am almost willing to say anyone but Newt. Almost. There's more to this when we come back. Hang loose. We'll be right back.
The next